to the annual board meeting. And those in attendance, if you would say your name, Yvonne Nass.
Angela Angerman.
Dwayne Sims.
Beth Carter.
Kiara Beck.
Courtney Fox.
Ryan Connell.
Zeke Allenson.
Erin Carroll.
Karen Brandel.
Gina Castelli. Thank you very much. And the next thing on our order of business tonight, what I'd like to do is we have some guests. Hello. part of our agenda tonight is to elect a parent director and to pass our bylaws as of, or revise bylaws as of right now. We do not have a quorum. But what I'd like to have those who are here. If you're running for a parent director, I would love to have you present yourself to the board. So would you be willing to do that?
I would.
Good, good.
First of all, my name is Lisa Cannenberg. Thank you for having me this evening. And I apologize, I have to run in a few minutes, but my daughter's Daisy Scout award ceremony is tonight. So I'm trying to do both this evening, so bear with me. Anyhow, so my daughter Vivian is in kindergarten here, and we're one of these families that were high on the waiting list last year, and I just put it out to the universe that she had to get into this school, and by the grace of God and everything else she did, she's a kid that really just needs Montessori learning, and it's something that my husband and I are just really, really passionate about, and it's completely fit the way that she learns. The way that I look at being a part of this school is that getting in for her kind of set her compass in the right direction, and I see being a part of a board and part of the PTO here as being invested in her future, because this is going to be her school until she's ready to go to high school, which at 5 is pretty crazy to think about. That's the way that I look at it. And the experience that I would have to bring to this position is that for the last 5 years I've been on the PTO and also the executive board at my son's school at Immaculate Heart of Mary. My main role there is I've been a homeroom parent coordinator, so I've sat on the board, and that is a board seat, but I've worked to recruit the homeroom parents for each of the 20 classrooms. I've worked as a mentor to them, helping them learn about, you know, the structure of the school, and then I'm also the face of all of the board to the school, so I provide all the communications between the board and the school itself to all the parents. So I pass down communications to my homeroom parents, who pass that down to teachers. So it's really given me a chance to get to know the school community, to know the teachers. I've been a part of planning huge fundraisers that have raised over $60,000 for the school, the technology program, as well as a new playground. I would love to get the school a new playground somewhere down the line. That would be exciting to me. But I just, you know, I feel very passionate about volunteering. My husband, like, if you could get paid for this, that would be great. I don't care about that. I just love doing it. So I hope that you'll have me on the board and give me a chance to be a part of the future of this school. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
And I can stay for about 5 more minutes, so I apologize. I'm going to have to scoot out, but
thank
you.
Well, then you can listen to your competitors. I'd like to say that Jed Donahue has joined our board. And so who would like to speak next? Yes.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Phillips. I am the mother of Imani Phillips. She has been here. This is her first year here in the first grade. And Eva Rose Phillips, who will be here next year. I also believe in Montessori education. I sent my girls to Ursuline Academy for 2 years, 3 years with the youngest one, and was delighted to hear about First State Montessori. Private school is very expensive. And so, you know, but I believe in it so much that I wanted my girls to experience it. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Imani, has really strived and really excelled in Montessori education. Her teachers have been great. She looks forward to going to school every day, and the school really has turned that around. She enjoyed Ursuline a lot, but here, I mean, she almost bolts out of the car. as soon as I pull up, the projects that her teachers send home are wonderful, and the youngest is absolutely looking forward to coming here next year. My interest in the board, I have a lot of background in working on boards. I was on the board for the Franklin Institute. I've been on several alumni boards. I've started boards for my alumni association as well as my sorority. And so my work in that leadership, community organizing, and doing different things. And those roles really brought my interest to this board. I want to bring all those talents here in terms of building bridges, collaboration, and education is my background. I'm a faculty member at the Community College of Philadelphia. And so I've been working in education quite a while. I'm also a mental health therapist. And so knowing and understanding the needs of children has been something that I've been very, very passionate about. And I feel that being on this board, I can help in the area. I know that there's an academic excellence committee, and that is something that I'm really all about in terms of education. And I would love to be able to contribute my knowledge, my expertise, my research. I do a lot of research in education to helping that committee move forward and helping this board and its expansion into 7th and 8th grade, which I'm really, really excited about. Again, kids going to high school, thinking about that is great. And having a Montessori charter school, I think, is outstanding in the state. And I'm looking forward to working more and engaging more with the school.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely. Who shall we hear from next?
I think I'm the last one. My name is Janine Salamone. I think a lot of you know me already. So I'm the lawyer, which by definition means that I'm the boring candidate. but as I've been told often, sometimes boring is just what people need. And of course, I have notes because I'm the boring candidate. but as my synopsis says, I've been a corporate lawyer for 19 years. Both at Richard Slayton and Finger and Potter Anderson and Carew. And I was 5 years at Richard Slayton and then 14 at Potter Anderson, where I made partner there and was a partner for 10 years. My practice was advising boards of directors, just like FSMA, as well as Fortune 500 companies and nonprofits. This is what I do, is advise boards on all types of things, their fiduciary duties, issues of corporate governance, transactional matters like mergers, acquisitions, sale of assets, and as a lot of you know, charter and bylaw amendments. So, you know, when you talk about corporate governance, of course, that's a boring term, but what it really means is it's how to run the business, and affairs of your corporation in a proper way in accordance with law, and to balance the rights of your directors and your officers and your stockholders. And as I know everyone on the board knows, but maybe everyone at large here or on the recording doesn't know, you know, this is a business. It might be a nonprofit business, but it's an almost $7 million a year business. And so you need to approach this like a business and bring in all the different parts of running a business and all different talents that make up running a business. So again, sometimes you need the boring parts. In addition to advising boards of Fortune 500 companies, I've also advised nonprofit boards and been on several nonprofit boards, including the Delaware State Bar Association Executive Committee and another nonprofit, Servian Media, which works in the educational area. In terms of leadership, as I said, I was a partner for 10 years at Potter Anderson. In that time frame, I was the hiring partner for 4 years, which meant I oversaw the hiring of all the associates in the firm, as well as their summer associates. I ran a mentor program there, which and formulated that committee and was an integral founding member of that firm's diversity committee. I've done substantial fundraising for probably the past 12 years for CCJ, which stands for the Combined Campaign for Justice. That's the nonprofit organization that works to collect annual funds, usually in excess of $1 million, to support Delaware's legal services, various corporations for legal services for the poor, so CLASI, DVLS, if you're familiar with any of those. I haven't had a leadership position per se, but I've been involved in fundraising because we put on a musical every other year, and we raise, the last go around, we raised about $75,000 through that production to support the combined campaign. Wow. So I know a little bit about fundraising, and I've been told that I'm shameless in that regard. as most of you over there know, most recently I've been working with the government's committee on comprehensive revisions to the school bylaws. It's given me an insight into the inner workings of this board and allowed me to know, obviously, the current members who are very talented individuals that are dedicated to this school, and so I've really come to appreciate all of you. But it's also given me some insight into some initiatives and projects I think that this board should be undertaking going forward, many of them in the corporate governance area, and I think that my skill set would really be helpful going forward in that regard. You know, in short, what I usually tell people about lawyers, despite what you see on TV, what we're all sort of trained for is to issue spot, identify issues, identify problems before they happen. We don't always have all the answers on hand, but we're issue spotters. And then our training makes us problem solvers. And I think for any board, that's, you know, an important component part. And I know you have other lawyers here as well that are litigators that are ready to deal with big problems if that ever were to arise. But finally, you know, like the other mothers here, obviously I too have a child here at First State Montessori. She's in first grade. She's been here for 2 years. Her name's Caitlin Young, and she loves this school. She loves coming to school. She has thrived in the Montessori community, and at core, the reason I want to serve on this board is it's my way to give something back to a school that's given so much to my child. So that's it for me.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. We're delighted to have such qualified candidates. Oh my goodness. So having said that, thank you so much for your presentation. I believe the governance committee will tell us that we do not have a quorum as of this time.
That is correct. We do not.
Okay, so what that means is that we cannot transact any business. So what we will do is adjourn and suspend the annual meeting in order to solicit additional proxies for the election of parent director and the proposed amendments to the bylaws. We will reconvene the annual meeting at a date and time to be determined by the board. So with that being said, we will continue the voting. And then we will go into a regular board meeting at this time. So thank you all. Feel free to stay if you can. Yeah, we like to have you join us. Do I have what? Oh, do I have to have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I have a motion to adjourn.
There you go. I hope somebody takes over for me and knows all these rules. So moved. Second. Gina Castelli, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Let's record the other one separately.